Baseball is underway for just about every team. The Astros and Yankees were rained out yesterday, so they will open their seasons today. The Rangers opened yesterday with a big win against the Mariners. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to talk baseball, the former Ranger great, front office member, and now with the Houston Astros, old friend of the show, Nolan Ryan. Good morning, Nolan.
Well, good morning to you guys. How are y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Well, we're doing great. Happy baseball season to you.
Well, happy baseball season to you guys, too. I guess it's pretty big day for baseball anytime it's opening day. They only have one of these every season for each team.
Mm-hmm. True enough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the last couple of days have been opening days in Major League Baseball. Did you have a good opening day?
Well, you know, we got rained out.
Yeah, the Astros did, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't understand why they can't play baseball in the rain. I actually preferred pitching in lightning storms.
That sounds dangerous for players and fans.
Yeah, I got knocked down by lightning a few times when I was out pitching. I only felt it made me stronger.
I don't remember that.
But I'll be doing exactly what I've been doing every opening day since I was way back since I was with the Rangers organization.
What's that?
I'll be watching the game from a deer blind with my bow trained on the opposing starting pitcher.
Whoa, oh, okay.
Gosh. You do something like that.
I don't know why you'd want to do that.
Well, just to keep it all honest.
Oh, okay. All right.
Is that punk-ass John Daniels still up there in DFW in his little snot-nosed office?
Yeah, he's still here.
That feller was such a punk-ass punk who was just so punk he was a real punk-ass.
Right.
It's probably one of the greatest regrets of my career that I didn't beat the holy hell out of him when I had a chance.
Oh, my gosh.
You wanted to Robin Ventura him?
Yeah, I should have saved a little of that Robin Ventura justice for John Daniels' stupid face.
Now, you don't want to commit an assault.
The thing is it still infuriates me that I didn't do anything. I get distracted at odd times and get to thinking about him, and I feel the anger, murderous rage welling up inside of me.
Gosh. Wow.
Couldn't have been that bad.
Just this morning, I was thinking about him as I was cleaning and quartering a bull elephant that I took at the Houston Zoo.
Oh, no.
At the zoo?
That sounds illegal.
Well, Ruth and I got to eat, so.
Well, you can afford to go to a restaurant, can't you?
Yeah, but they don't have as many bull elephants as the Houston Zoo. But I killed this one with a spear I made out of a birch branch tipped with a sharp triangle of flint tied to the end of it with a length of whale sinew.
Well, that's pretty impressive, I guess, that you could make something like that.
Yeah, it was a perfectly arced heart-lung shot from about 40 yards.
Nice.
Still got the arm.
Yeah. But if I see that John Daniels again, I wanted to tear him out of his SpongeBob pajamas and take him over my knee and teach him a little something about respect.
I think you just need to let it go. You're with the Astros now. The Rangers seem to be doing fine. So all's well that ends well.
Well, it didn't end too well for me there at the Rangers.
No.
No, you know, Jeff Banister's got that saying, never quit, or something like that.
Yeah, never ever quit.
Yeah, that ain't true. If you're working with John Daniels, you quit in a hurry and get down to Houston.
Well, you do dislike him, don't you?
Yeah, but you're right. I should focus on the Astros since it's opening day, I'm going to put on my best ceremonial headdress and my best mink loincloth and go to the game.
Good.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan.
I'm a little weak, so I hope I make it.
What's wrong?
Well, I'm getting up there in age, and I had an unfortunate incident happen to me. I was mating with Ruth the other night.
All right.
When I heard a racket out by my fifth wheel side alongside the barn, and I knew right then and there it was the snow monkeys again.
Oh, the snow monkeys.
Your longtime nemesis.
Yeah, they were out there goofing with my generators. They like to do that. They gnaw through the fuel lines and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard them, and I knew I had to act quickly, so I hurried up and, you know, finished introducing my seed.
Oh.
So about 45 minutes later, after I hear the noise, I run outside with my musket.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, them snow monkeys were lying in wait for me. They were jumping all over me.
Mm-hmm.
I was flinging them off of me left and right as they're tearing my hair out and putting makeup all over me and shoving Easter candy in my mouth, writing racial slurs on my face with permanent markers.
Permanent.
And I'm screaming and trying like hell to sprint to the stock pond where I can dive in and drown a few of them.
Oh, man.
So I'm running off towards the pond, and I hear behind me the unmistakable sound of 120 horsepower of farming greatness getting cranked up. One of them climbed up in my John Deere. He had thrown it into gear and was bearing down on me pretty hard. I tell you, that box blade was nipping at my moccasins right as I get to the edge of that pond and dive in. And, well, what ensued was about a 52-minute underwater battle.
Wow.
Left 23 snow monkeys without a heartbeat and about 48 yellow cats dead at the bottom of the pond.
What a sight that must have been.
So I'm a little worn out this morning.
Well, I guess so.
But we're excited about the opening day and about the Astros darkening the bedazzle.
Well, get some rest before first pitch today.
Well, thank you, Chuck, and I appreciate being on with you.
All right, we'll see you. That's the fake Nolan Ryan.